现在我们就要进入第十三章。
Now we shall enter chapter 13.
那么第十三章啊，这个是可以说尼希米记跟前面这十二章是有一个空了一段时间啊。
And there is a time frame where nothing happened in between chapter 12 and chapter 13 of Nehemiah.
那这可以说是附加进去的。
This is like extra.
那为什么会 为什么会附加这一章进去
？Why would we put this chapter as an addition？
哇，这个很重要。
This is very important.
因为我们从以斯拉记一直学到尼希米记，经过两次啊，经过了这个以斯拉那次的信仰的复兴啊、改革啊、的建立啊。
From Nehemiah, from Israel, other than Nehemiah, we know that in Israel, they had the first, first revival of the faith.
还有在尼希米记这里这样的一个加强，振兴。
And now Nehemiah placed even more emphasis.
又建立起这很稳固的这样的领导中心。
Rebuild and reaffirmed everyone's faith.
但是为什么到第十三章还有这样的事情出来
？Then how come in chapter 13 something like this once again happened？
这个就是我们要这一章里面很重要，告诉我们一个信息啊。
This chapter tells us a very important message。哎，
我们在尼希米记看到了这个修造城墙的时候出现了在众仇敌当中啊，参巴拉、基善还有一个多比亚
And in Nehemiah, we see that while building the wall, there were enemies like Tobia or Sambala.
那我们看到第六章。
And chapter 6.
其他的仇敌都大概都退掉了。
All the other enemies has retreated.
仇门不斩都退掉了。
The people have left.
一个人没有退。
But there are only one person who stands.
不但没有退，还进入到核心里头去，领导中心里头去。
Not only did he retreat, he went into the chambers.
所以我们看到第六章的
leaders,
十七节
Look at chapter 6 verse 17.
这个时候，你看犹大就多比亚，他已经进来跟这些犹大的贵族啊、官长啊他们结盟结亲。
And Tobia has become relatives or a pledge, become seminals to the nobles of Judah.
所以看到这里，我们就会了解到第十三章
So here we all understand chapter 17.
这个很麻烦。
13.
这个你看那么我们也看到到第十九节这里以后就看没有看到尼希米那个时候没有办法去处理这个问题。
And you can see on the Nehemiah chapter 6, 19, there was nothing that Nehemiah can do.
所以这个就是一个问题出现在这里。
This has been a problem.
那从官长贵族这边结亲之后呢，进一步他去跟大祭司结亲，那就完蛋了
And after he became friends with the nobles, Tobias got close to the high priest.
所以以后尼希米完成工作回去十二年就回去之后这段期间呢都比甚至于在 他已经侵入到大祭司然后他来侵占占据了圣殿的库房那个很可怕的事情
And Tobia after he got close to the high priest he took over the storerooms of the temple, which is very scary.
第十三章我们看到以色列人的信仰又堕落下去了。
So in chapter 13, we see the faith of the Israelites went down again.
为什么会这样子
？Why？
它主要的一个根源呢，就是多比亚这个人。
The main reason was Tobia.
那他在跟这个大祭司结亲呢。
He became relations with the high priest.
所以我们先看来看十三章
So we'll look at chapter 13.
第十三章的第四节。
Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 4.
这里就提到先最开始就是蒙派管理我们神殿库房的祭司以利亚实与多比亚结亲。
And in verse 4, we see, now before this, Elishabeth, the priest having authority over the storerooms of the house of our God, was allied with Tobiah.
哇，那这个意思，以利亚时就为他预备一个大屋子，就是库房，就是收集这些所有百姓奉献给利未人祭司要用的这个藏这些东西的库房，就把那些东西搬出来啊，多比亚住在里头去了。
And they moved. They prepared a large room for Tobiah, which previously they had stored the grain offerings, frankincense, articles, tithes, etc.
就因为这样一件事情啊，整个以色列的信仰就完全垮掉了。
And because of this incident, the faith of the Israelites was fall totally.
那我们再回想一下，多比亚到底是谁？
And let's think, what is Tobiah, or who is Tobiah?
多比亚到底是谁？
What is Tobiah?
情欲。
Lust.
所以圣经里说情欲，圣灵跟情欲为敌。
In the Bible, it records that the Holy Spirit is enemy with the lust of the flesh.
今天我在肉体当中的这种情欲啊，非常可怕。
The lust of the flesh that are in us is very scary today.
我们在有时候我们说，哎呀，这个参巴拉很可怕，其实参巴拉不是很可怕。
We might think Sambala was very scary, but no, he is not that scary.
他很快就会被处理掉的哈。
He can be quickly get rid of.
那这个积善呢，只要我们道理清楚，神的旨意明白了，他也会跑掉的。
And Giza, if we know the will of God very clearly, he too can be getting rid of.
就是这个多比亚，他就侵入到我们这里头，他就赶不出去。
Only Tobiah, he will stay in us, and we will not be able to chase him out.
所以这个多比亚是最可怕的一个敌人，最会影响一个人的信仰，影响教会的这种这个施工。
So he is the most scary one because he will influence us, will influence the church.
所以我们特别留意这一项。
So we have to be very careful of this.
所以这个第十三章啊，我们就说这个民事你再一次回来，把以色列人这种信仰的毒根呢，把它挖掉。
So we can see Nehemiah came back again to get rid of this poison that was in the faith.
以色列人的信仰重新整理，重整。
Re-evaluate or rebuild the faith of the Israelites.
那从这个以后，我们从以色列人的历史、信仰历史看呢，他们就没有再像以前这样堕落下去。
And if we continue to see the history of the Israelites after this incident, they did not fall like before.
他们就非常坚固、非常坚持这样的信仰，一直不变啊。
They will hold on to their faith and not change.
甚至到后来成为很强烈的那种犹太主义犹太主义。
And they formed a very strong Judaism.
到主耶稣来的时候，哇，他们那种信仰像变成法利赛人了，尤其是很多这种律法主义的这种信仰出来。
All the way till Jesus' time, did the Pharisees and all those law-abiding type of people come up appeared?
那这个就是在这个地方所建立起来的一个根基。当然以后他们有发展出像法利赛人那样子偏了，已经过分了超过了这样子。
And this was the basis for the faith of the Israelites, all the way until the Pharisees, which what happened was they overdid it.
所以民信你这次回来的这个工作真是影响很大。
So this time when he returned, he was a great influence on this matter.
回来重整以色列人的信仰，就是把信仰的毒根除掉。
So he came to rebuild the faith of the Israelites by getting rid of the evil or the poison within the faith.
这样重整才有用，不然的话，到时候一下子以后又会被这个破坏掉。
Because if he did not rebuild and reestablish it, then what they had will be totally destroyed.
所以我们有一句话说，斩草要除根啊。
So therefore, we have a saying: if you want to pull up the weeds, you pull the roots up first.
好，那现在我们来看这个十三章。
So look at chapter 13.
我们知道这个十三章的背景之后，我们来学习就更清楚了。
Now we understand the history of chapter 13, then we can understand it more clearly.
好，那十三章啊，这个第一段。
The first section.
这个第一段呢、啊？在当日这个念摩西律法书的时候
On that day they read from the book of Moses
可见当时他们对这个圣经已经很看重了很看重
You can see that they played great emphasis on the Bible at that time
从以斯拉开始以后啊犹大人他们重视圣经
This is when the people of Judah started to place emphasis onThe Bible.
那他们所读到的圣经呢，是真正明白这个圣经，而且呢，按照圣经里头的这些他们是很有心得的
And they really understood what was recorded in the Bible, and they followed it.
所以当时他们读圣经读到这一段写到亚门人跟摩押人永不可入神的会。
And they read the Bible and found it written that no Ammonite or a Moabite shall ever come in the congregation of God.
那一段就是以色列人出埃及的，在旷野这些人到他们亚门人、摩押人的地方去，他们没有来迎接，没有拿食物和水来迎接以色列人。
It was because that they had not met the children of Israel with bread and water.
不但没有，而且呢。雇这个巴兰来咒诅他们。
Not only did not meet the children, but they hired Balaam against to curse them.
这件事情呢，就记载在以色列人的摩西的五经里头历史里头。
So this incident was recorded in the book of Moses and in their history.
他们读到这段圣经
And so they all heard this.
这个摩押人跟亚门人就罗德的后裔。应该跟以色列人才是很是亲戚所以也是兄弟
The Ammonites and the Moabites are descendants of Lot, so supposedly they are relatives and they should be pretty close to the Israelites.
罗德是亚伯拉罕把他带出来的
Because Lot was brought out with his uncle Abraham.
照道理讲，应该要。拿食物水来迎接才对。
So supposedly, these people should have brought or met the Israelites with bread and water.
但是这个恩将仇报这个神所不喜悦的。
But instead of being kind to them, they met them with a...
所以神说这亚门人跟摩押人永不可入神的会，被完全弃绝。
They meant harm for the Israelites. And God was angry, so God told them to not to let them ever come into the congregation of God.
那就是以色列人听到这一段律法的书他们就有所感触。
And verse 3, so when they heard the law, they had mixed feelings.
就与一切闲杂人绝交。
And they separated all the mixed multitudes from Israel.
过这种分别为圣的生活
，so they led a purified life with no mix.
这就是这一段也让我们知道说，当时以色列人信仰复兴起来他们对这个圣经他们是很看重，而且圣经对他们帮助对他们信仰生活的帮助很大很深。
And so we can see that at that time, after they have reestablished.The temple that they placed great emphasis on the Bible, and the Bible also played a great emphasis in their lives.
这样有一个衔接这一小段有一个衔接，让我们知道说前面我们所学过这些呢，有一个衔接。当时以色列的信仰是这样的，你看他们很重视圣经，圣经对他们的帮助是很实际的
This particular section let us understand that before they were like this and now that they have finished, they are close to God.
但是到第四节以下的开始，就是说，经过一段时间之后 因为这个多比亚的缘故啊，整个信仰又垮下来了。
And so on verse 4 it tells us that because of Tobiah, their faith had fallen.
所以我们现在看到第六节啊。
Verse 6.
当这个以色列人的信仰堕落下来的时候啊，啊，尼希米他已经是不在耶路撒冷了。
Verse 6, Nehemiah was no longer in Jerusalem when the faith fell.
因为在他亚达西西王32年他回去又回到王那里去了。
In the 32nd year of Araxes, the king of Babylon, he returned to him.
过了多日啊，这个就有一段时间了啊。
And after a few days, which is a certain day,
尼希米向王请假，又这个这一次就请假了啊。那就请假。
Nehemiah took leave.
哦，那第一次要回来不是请假哈、哦。
The first time he came back, he did not obtain leave.、哎、
所以这个两次，你看，我们就会知道啊，这个甚至第一次那个真是神啊，神的这个大能、啊、
So we can see that the first time he came back, it was through the mercy of God.
那这一次是他自己向神请假。
This time he obtained leave.
他是要回来，这个时间很短，回来探望一下啊。
It was a short leave. He just came back to look.
他很关心的，这个尼希米很关心的
Nehemiah cared for the people of Israel.
回去之后啊，他也很关心呐、啊，像现在要再回来看看，啊，犹大人现在这个，尤其是他们的信仰情况怎么样啊
？So because he cared very much, he came back to see, how the faith in Israel was.
啊，很关心呐、啊，这些耶路撒冷犹大人的这个信仰。
So he cared deeply for the faith of Israel.
那他高叫回来一说，一看到这个情况，哇、哦，真不得了了哈，啊。
In verse 7, when he came back, he discovered all this and very scary.
所以一回到耶路撒冷来，就知道啊，这个以利亚是为多比亚在神殿的院里面呢预备屋子那一件恶事、啊。
And when he came back, he discovered the evil that Ishbel done for Tobiah, preparing a room for him in the courts of the house of God.
第八节这里说，尼希米就是我甚恼怒，哇，这个实在是太可怕了、啊、
Verse 8, it grieves me bitterly.
所以就
very strong.
就开始啊，来再一次的整顿以色列人的这个信仰。
So he rebuilds the faith of Israel.
好、哦，那在整顿之前，第一件事情就是把多比亚赶出去。
And in rebuilding, the first thing he did was to throw out.
所以他把他一切的家具从屋里就抛出去。
He threw out all the household goods of Tobiah out of the room.
啊，吩咐啊啊人的洁净这个屋子，洁净被污秽啊。
Verse 9 commanded people to clean the room.
啊，然后啊将神的这些器皿，神殿的器皿啊，素祭乳香又搬进去。
And brought back the articles of the house of God.
要先把这个库房洁净了，把这个毒根呢除掉了。
He first had to clean the storeroom by getting rid of the poison that was in it.
然后呢，再开始把以色列犹大以色列人这个信仰呢，再重新整理起来。
And then.Can he rebuild and or reestablish the faith of Israel?
这个根不除啊！你虽然说外面做得很好啊，到时候都会被破坏掉。
If you do not get rid of the root of the evil, then even though you may have a beautiful exterior, in the end, everything will be destroyed.
所以，您是你这一次的关怀啊，很重要。
So the caring that the Nehemiah had for the people is very important.
如果他没有再请假回来探望他们的话，那就完蛋了。
If he did not obtain leave to come back and see the people, then all will be lost.
那以色列的历史可能要重写啊。
Then the history of Israel will be rewritten.
所以看到这个尼希米啊，啊，这样这种关怀百姓的心呢、啊。这个是很重要的。
It is very important that Nehemiah cared for the people.
好，所以我们今天呢，应当啊多关心呐、啊、弟兄姐妹这种信仰。有时候他信心，我们没有关心他的话，他堕落下去了，哇，丧失掉了哈。
Likewise, we need to care for the brothers and sisters, because If we do not care for them, then they will lose their faith and they will fall.
啊，那现在林希米把多比亚赶出去之后，啊，他怎么样来整理这些以色列人的信仰？
After, Nehemiah, threw Tobiah out, how did he, reestablish the faith of Israel?
好，我们看第十节。
Please look at verse 10.
这个第十节，首先是尼希米说，我见立位人所当得的份，没有人攻击他们，甚至于公职的立位人和歌唱歌的，俱各奔回自己的田地去了。
Verse 10, I also realized that the portions for the Levites had not been given them, for each of the Levites and the singers who did work had gone back to his field.
啊，以前所建立起来，现在没了。
What was built up in the beginning no longer exists.
啊，那个时所定的自己定了说要怎么奉献怎么，现在都忘记了啊，不做了。
And they had portions given, but the portions were all forgotten.
啊，所以百姓不奉献，那立位人生活就有问题了。
So when the people do not offer or give offerings, then the lives of the Levites were in trouble.
嗯，所以他们就各奔前程了。
So they had to go back to their fields.
那圣殿侍奉的工作谁做呢？有没有人唱歌了？有没有人献祭侍奉了？
So no one was singing in the temple, and no one will offer sacrifices in the temple.
所以侍奉的工作就这样停摆了。
And this is the work of the people that are working.
圣殿的是这个侍奉的是的荒废掉。
The work in the temple was totally gone.
好，那第十。林希米就处理这件事情。
So Nehemiah did something about it.
那他怎么样处理这件事情？我们看十一节。
What
did he do? 林希米说：“我斥责官长说啊，为何离弃神的殿呢
？”Look at verse 11. I contended with the rulers and say, "Why is the house of God forsaken?"
啊，我们读这句话，我们就会看到前面第十章最后一句话。
And if we see this.Sentence we should refer to.
好
，Chapter Ten.
对照一下就会明白了啊。
Chapter Ten.
你看他这个第十章的最后一段呐、啊，就是他们要自己定力，要怎么样奉献啊，怎么，使神的殿哇充充满满呐、啊。哦，所以这个库房里面都满满的，那这些利未人呢、啊，他们就很能够专心来侍奉神。
And we can see in the last section of chapter 10, in verse 35, how they made ordinances to do such and such, and to bring the, to offer such and such so that the Levites will have food.
所以说我们就不离弃我们神的殿。
And the end, very last verse, it says, we will not neglect the house of our God.
这个时候啊，受到多比亚的这样的侵入啊，他们就离弃神的殿了。
This way, the Levites will not leave the house of God.
这个好像一个人情欲一来啊，就放弃信仰了。
And when they did this, they neglected it. It's like you letting go of your own salvation or your own faith.
世上有一些人说不爱江山爱美人呢，像英国有一个很出名的啊。
不爱江山爱美人、
啊、他不愿意做王、啊、他要爱美人、啊、
I think more or less what they give up their kingdom to love a female.
今天呢我们有一些弟兄姐妹也是、啊、选择爱情、啊、放弃信仰。
And today the people our members might want to love the money more than their faith.
所以就离弃了神的殿，这个信仰离弃神的殿就放弃信仰了。不是
so they will leave the house of God and leave their faith.
嗯，所以这个官长啊，太不负责任了啊。
So you can see these rulers, they are
啊，所以林希米，林希米，你看他这个百姓的事情，他一定是找那个责任者，谁负责？就这官长的责任呢、啊？
So you can see, when Nehemiah said, try to find who is responsible, we can see it is the responsibility of the ruler.
他没有去责备那些立位人啊，总跑掉了，跑掉干什么？不用这样。
He did not rebuke the Levites who went back to their
village. 他知道这个责任谁要负责的,
he knows whose responsibility this was.
这个很正确,
this is the correct attitude to have.
骂错人了,
sometimes we would yell at the wrong type of person or rebuke the wrong person.
我们要责备要骂对,
if we rebuke, we have to rebuke the right type of the right person.
对症下药,
so you give the medicine accordingly.
所以他就斥责这个官长，你为何离弃神的殿呢？
So he rebuked the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken?
然后就把利未人再找回来。
And he gathered back all the Levites.
他没有骂他们，你看，我就召集利未人，使他们照旧供职。
So in 11, I gathered them together and set them in their places.
所以今天呢，我们知道这个有时候呢，一些人呢会没有办法来参与教会的时候，不是他不做，其实这个是问题是在那个负责的人。So
sometimes we see maybe if people would not come and do the holy work, it's not because they don't want to, it's the problem of the church board leaders.
为什么很多工作没有人来做呢？
Why is there many jobs and no one wants to do it?
不是基督，你为什么不来事情呢？你为什么不来管理？不是这样。
You do not go to the individual and say, why do you not come to play the piano? Why do you not do this?
那个问题就负责的，你负责人怎么这样不负责？
Maybe it's the problem of the board member, so you say, you board members, why are you not being responsible?
所以要找负责人。So
you look to the board members.
这个负责人一定要负责才可以。
So board members have to be responsible.
那然后呢，就把他们呢召回来，照样照旧来供职。
And they brought them back and set them back in their place.
那要供职的话呢，一定解决他们生活的问题了。
And for them to serve, they have to get rid of their living problems or their daily living problems.
所以十二节就说，犹大人众人就把五谷啊、新酒、糟十分之一啊。
Verse 12, then all Judah brought tithe of grain and new wine and oil to the storeroom. Then the serving of the temple was restored. And appointed treasurers over the storeroom to keep an eye on everything. And in verse 13, these people were considered faithful.
他们的职分就将所供给的分给他们的弟兄。And
their task was to distribute to their brethren.
哇，这种这个管理啊，这个今天在教会里就财务了，财务。This
refers to the financial affairs of the church today.
财务如果不忠信的话，那管到最后，教会没有钱用了。If
the financial affair is not faithful, in the end, there will be no money left in church to use.
那大家都怎么样？都挨饿了。
Then everyone will go hungry.
安息机会没有东西吃，大家回家去了。
And if there is nothing to eat on the Sabbath day, then everyone will go home.
这个就是管理的问题，库房。
This is what is known as taking care of the storeroom.
如果管财务的人，哇，教会来这个库房里面满满的，哇，这样就好了。
And for those who take care of the storeroom or the financial affairs, if the storeroom is always filled, then that's a good thing.
侍奉的工作啊，都成功的推展了，都没有问题的。
And no matter what kind of work we do, it will all prosper.
那最后尼希米就被神说了。
Then Nehemiah told God,
说我的神啊，求你因这个事纪念我，不要涂抹我为神的殿与其中礼节所行的善。
Verse 14, remember me, O my God, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God for its services.
他求神纪念他为神的殿，为这些侍奉的工作所做的。He
asked God to remember him for all the works that he have done for the God, for the church.
那接下来呢，就是关乎这个安息日的问题。Then,
Turned the problem onto the Sabbath.
好，那尼希米回来之后又发现了一件事，哎，安息日又跟以前一样。They
discovered that the Sabbath went back to its original or the old form.
大家对这个安息日又不看重。
No one emphasized on keeping the Sabbath.
啊，都变成很形式的安息日了啊。
It became very informal or to.
所以安息日的时候，像那个圣殿里面像菜市场一样。
And in the Sabbath, on the Sabbath, the temple was like a market.
哦，你是看到这样事情啊。
When Nehemiah saw this.
啊，那这个十五节、十六节哈、哦，我们也看到这个。
Verse 15
and 16. 安息日圣殿像菜市场了啊。
He saw that on the Sabbath, the
犹大人的信仰堕落，不尊安息日为圣。
The temple was like a market, and they do not keep the Sabbath.
不重视安息日。
They did not place emphasis on keeping the Sabbath.
这个对信仰是一个堕落的，很明显的一个信号啊。
This is a very obvious sign of their faith collapse.
那再看十七节，尼希米怎么样处理这个问题
？How did Nehemiah deal with this problem?
我说我就斥责犹大的贵胄。
17, I contended with the nobles of Judah.
第十一节呢，斥责官长。
In verse 11, he contended with the rulers.
这里说斥责这些贵胄。
Now he contends with the nobles.
你们怎么行这个恶事呢？
What evil thing is this that you do?
犯了安息日呢?
You profane the Sabbath.
尼希米责备他们。
So Nehemiah rebuked them.
答应这样的事情。
For he rebuked the nobles for agreeing to such things.
没有人敢这样做的。
No one dared do this.
可见他们对这件事情要负责任。
So the nobles need to be responsible for this particular problem.
所以尼希米就责备他们。
So Nehemiah rebuked them.
然后提起说这件事情多严重呢
？And tell them how serious this problem is.
说从前你们列祖岂不是这样行，以至于我们的神使一切灾祸临到我们和这城呢
？18. Did not your fathers do thus, and did not our God bring all this disaster on us? And on the city?
那现在你们还要犯安息日时愤怒耶和华临到以色列
Yet you bring added wrath on Israel by profaning the Sabbath?
让他们明白这个是很严重的、啊、
So they understood how serious the situation was.
然后啊尼希米就使这个安息日为圣
So Nehemiah restored the Sabbath as holy day.
他就在安息日那一天呢、啊、前一天就吩咐耶路撒冷的城门啊，就管理的要愤怒人就要关锁。
And he commanded that the gates to be shut on the Sabbath.
不过安息日就不开放。
And it must not be opened until after the Sabbath.
那尼希米派几个仆人去管理这个城门。
And he posted some servants at the gate.
免得有人呢又担什么担子进这个城里头来。
So that no burden will be brought in on the Sabbath day.
哇，那些来做生意的商人来看门关起来了，他们就在耶路撒冷城外在那里住宿。
And the merchants and the sellers, verse 20, the merchants and sellers of all kinds were lodged outside Jerusalem.
那尼希米就警戒他们说你们为什么在城外住宿
And verse 21, Nehemiah warned them.
如果再这样我就下手了办你们了
Why do you spend the night all around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you.
警告他们之后啊就他们就不敢再来了
And after the time,They came no more on the Sabbath.
然后啊，就吩咐这利未人洁净自己来锁城门。
And 22 commanded the Levites to cleanse themselves and guard the gate.
使安息日为圣。
To sanctify the Sabbath.
这个就是尼希米回来重整信仰的这个第二节，就安息日，使安息日为圣。
So the second thing that Nehemiah did when he came back to rebuild the faith was to sanctify the Sabbath.
这件事情很重要。
This is all very important.
因为这安息就是神赐福的日子。
This is important because the Sabbath day is the day that God has blessed.
那你违反了安息日，不但得不到赐福啊，还会受神的这种愤怒。
So if you disobey the Sabbath, not only will you not get blessings, you will incur the wrath of God.
所以恢复安息日为圣，这个对整个选民的信仰以及他们的生活帮助很大。
So reviving the Sabbath by sanctifying it will revive the faith of the Israelites, will also make their life better.
好，那林希敏说，我的神啊，求你因这个事情纪念我。
Because they will once again regain blessings. So remember me, O my God, concerning this thing also.
照你的大慈悲怜恤我。
Spare me according to the greatness of your mercy.
林希敏当然很谦卑，他所做的事情只有求神纪念他。
Nehemiah was very humble, so he asked God to remember all the things that he did.
那第二十三节
Verse 23.
他又发现一件事情。
He saw another incident.
这个就是犹大人呢、啊，娶了亚实图啦、亚门啦、摩押的女子为妻。
That the Jews had married women of the Asher, the Ammon, and the Moab.
这就更糟糕了。
This is even worse.
这些都是仇敌。
These are enemies of Israel.
亚实图啊，他以前的要攻击，他们修造城墙的时候要攻击他们。
Ashur once wanted to attack Israel.
那亚门的摩押人，这个是神所厌恶的，永不可入神会的一个。
And the Ammonites and the Amabites or Moabites were despised by God.
现在他们既然呢、啊，娶他们为妻，跟他们结亲了。
And now the Jews married these people and have and became relations with them.
所以他们的儿女啊，说话一半是亚实图的话，不会说犹大话。
So half of their children spoke the language of Ashdod and could not speak the language of Judah.
所说的都是照各族的方言呢、啊，都被同化了。
And they spoke according to the language of one or another. It wasn't even the same anymore.
这样的话，这个犹大。这样的话，这个犹大人呢、啊，神的选民呢、啊，可能就要灭种了。
This way, the Judah, the people of Judah, God's chosen, will be destroyed again.
这不会说犹大话。
They can't speak their own language.
今天我们也是有这样的情况，有些信徒的孩子不会说哈利路亚。
It's the same with the present day members. Some of the members' children do not know how to say hallelujah.
我们去说哈利路亚，他们。And
when you say hallelujah to them, they stare up in the sky and be dumb.
听不懂，没有办法。
They don't understand what you're talking about.
这样我们就开差不多了解说，哇，那这个下一代的信仰大概差不多了。
And we can understand that if this was the case, then the faith of the next generation is about at the end.
所以这种婚姻的问题啊，这个也是他们。信仰会堕落，而且是会很严重，会影响到，会使这个信仰是断掉的啊。
And so the problem of marriage is very serious because it will make the children lose faith and the faith will end.
那现在林希敏怎么处理这个问题
？So how did Nehemiah contend with this problem？
我们看25节啊。
Please read verse 25.
我就斥责他们。
I contended with them.
现在不能去骂官长了，这个。
this time he doesn't go and accuse or.
不能说。
Contend with the rulers.
有些信徒啊，跟外邦的结婚啊，就找负责人来骂了，没有。
some members, if their children marry a Gentile, he would call out the board member and yell at them.
个人行为的事情了。
This is your own personal behavior.
每一个个人自己要负责的。
So personally, you have to be responsible.
所以就斥责他们很严厉啊，斥责他们，咒诅他们。
He not only contended with them, he cursed them.
还打他们几个人，可能这几个人是带头的啊。
Struck some of them.
拔他们的头发。
Pulled out their hair.
这个林希敏很厉害。
This Nehemiah is very
不但这样子，我叫他们说指着神起誓。
And made them swear.
很厉害，抓到神的面前来指着神起誓。你。
So he pulled them all to in front of God and tell them to swear like that.
看到这个最严厉的处理，看这次是最严厉的。
This is the most severe punishment ever given.
所以尼希米以最严厉的这种方法来处理这件事情。
Nehemiah using the most severe punishment to handle this problem.
让他们指着神起誓，哇，这件事情就很严重啊。
To swear by God, this is very serious.
永远呐、啊，不再将儿女 去娶他们外邦人或者嫁给他们。
To never give their daughters as wives to, or sons to the Gentiles.
哦，所以这件事情呢，啊，因为牵涉到这个很严重的，会选民呢、啊，可能会因为这样子去灭掉。
This is very serious because it may cause the destruction or the end of the chosen people.
对，林希米教训他们说：“你看，所罗门王啊，提这个用以所罗门王这件事情啊，啊，来教训他们。”
And Nehemiah used King Solomon as an example to lecture them.
啊，所罗门就是在这一件事情上，他是很有智慧的一个王，但是呢，还是在这件事情犯罪。
Solomon, full of wisdom, yet sinned in this particular incident.
他说在多国之中没有一个王像他，并且他是蒙他神所爱的。
26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations there were no kings like him, who was beloved by his God.
神又立他做以色列全家的王，然而连他也被外邦民族引诱犯罪。
And God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, pagan women caused even him to sin.
哦，所以他说，如此，我岂听你们行这样的大恶，娶外邦女，是干犯我们的神呢？
27. Should we then hear of your doing all these great evil, transgressing against our God by marrying pagan women?
哦，所以尼希米这样的啊，来斥责他们，来说责备他们这样做，很严厉这样做啊。这个不是像一些人说凭着血气啊，不是像参巴的那种的。
So when Nehemiah contended with them and rebuked them very severely, he did not do it out of the flesh, anger of the flesh, like Sambala. He did it out of the spirit.
在神面前呢、啊，啊，就是啊，因为他干犯了神，所以他林希米这种等于就是神给予对百姓的那种这种义务啊，神的严厉啊，要来啊叫他们悔改啊。
Because they offended God with their actions, and so they have to repent.
所以指着神
，God's laws are very severe and very strict.
指着神来起誓啊。
So they have to swear.
好，那这件事情呢，特别提到了第28节。
And verse 28.
在这件大恶的事情上面，大祭司以利亚斯的孙呢、啊，还有耶大的一个儿子，是何伦伦参巴拉的女婿的，啊，参巴拉的女婿，啊。
And one of the sons of Jodai, the son of Elisha, the high priest, was the son-in-law of Sambalat.
啊，这个是最严重的啊。
This is very serious.
啊，所以这个人呢、啊，明星你说我就把他呢。就从我这里、啊、把他赶出去、啊、
Therefore I drove him from me.
所以说在这个从大祭司啊这个这样下来啊到他的这个孙啊很可怕，就已经是跟头号仇敌啊来接亲了。
So you see the high priest already to the son to his grandsonThey made friends with the enemy.
所以尼希米亚把这个人赶出去。
Or they had relations with the enemy, so Nehemiah had to drive them out.
今天来讲，今天在教会里面就像最这么严重就除名了，赶出去。
So in church today, if such a severe matter occurred, then we have to excommunicate
them. 那其他人只是叫他们指着神起誓悔改就好了。
And the rest, we have to tell them to repent and rebuke them severely.
这是尼希米亚处理这件事情。
And this is how Nehemiah handled this situation.
洁净在婚姻在家庭的这个上面呢，也是这个犹太人纯种犹太人的上面呢，在洁净啊，使犹太人又恢复洁净。
To purify the lineage of the Israelites.
啊
To be clean and pure.
大家看29节。
Verse
29. 这个是。尼希米啊，不但把他赶出去，还向神祷告。
Nehemiah not only threw him out or drove him out, he also prayed to God.
就不可以赦免他。
To not spare spared him.
说我的神啊，求你纪念他们的罪，因为他们玷污了祭司的责任。
Verse 29, remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood, defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood.
违背你与祭司立位人所立的约。
And defiled the covenant of the priesthood and the Levites.
这是很严重的事情。
This is a very severe thing.
所以不但赶出去，还求神呢，不要赦免他，纪念他们这种大罪。
And not only did he throw them out, he also asked God to not to remember them.And to,
好，那这样的尼希米就把以色列人的信仰啊重新再重整起来了。
And this is the way that, Nehemiah rebuilt the faith of Israel.
所以我就洁净他们，使他们离绝一切外邦人。
30. Thus I cleansed them of every pagan.
好，百姓得到洁净了。
And the People were cleansed.
然后呢，侍奉恢复啊，派定祭司跟立位人的班次，使他们各尽其职了。
Assigned duties to the priests and Levites each to his service to revive the service in the temple.
那又恢复派百姓在定期的奉献。
And to bring back the offerings at the appointed time.
那这一切就恢复了。
So everything returned back to normal.
那最后就是求神纪念他，施恩给他。
And the last was remember, ask God to remember him for all the good he did.
所以这样的话，犹大人的信仰就又恢复被重整起来。
And this is the way that the faith of Judah revived.
所以尼希米这一次的回来探望啊，哇，这实在是太重要了哈。
So when Nehemiah came back to seek after the children of Israel, it's a very important incident.
不然前面我们所做的那些是前功尽弃的哈。
Or else what they have done before was all done in vain.
所以一件事情啊，后来的我们要不断的关怀跟进的工作，各样事情我们对信徒都是这样子的。
So no matter what we do, we need to continually go back and be concerned with the work that we did.
对我们一切所建立的，我们应该有一个跟进的关怀。
And for all we, that we have done, we need to.To seek and to be sure to care for it.
希望我们所建立的能够坚固，能够持守。
That what we have established will be firm and will be kept to the end.
那像您信这样，这一次的回来，不然的话呢，以前所建立的就被毁掉了。
Like Nehemiah coming back this time, or else all will be lost.
所以您心里记得这个十三章啊，的确是很重要的一章。
So chapter 13 of Nehemiah is very important indeed.
好，那我们就把这个尼希米记讲到这里。
This concludes the book of Nehemiah.
那最后啊，这个课本有一个结论的这个是总复习的。
And if we look at our notes in section 3, consolidation of the book.
总复习啊，明天我们就做一个总复习。
Tomorrow we will have a consolidation.
我们这一次大概只能讲以斯拉记跟尼希米记的哈。
We will review the book of Israel and the book of Nehemiah.
那我们希望明天我们就把所学过的以斯拉记、尼希米做一个总复习。
And we will have a final review for all that we have studied.
总复习当中呢，我们希望大家再回去再回想，然后有什么有什么问题，或者有什么这个心得分享呢，我们都可以来，明天就大家来团契的分享。
And please go home and think about what you have learned so that tomorrow when you come, we can share and have fellowship.
我们来做一下反刍这个是我们吃了这么多，然后呢，我们要经过一个反刍。
We should do a quote-unquote regurgitation to to meditate on what we have learned.
反刍之后啊，就能够吸收，彼此来分享，我们就可以从里头吸收到真理，对我们每个人都会有造就。
And through the meditation and the discussion, we will be able to learn what, or relearn what we have learned, or place and have relearn what we have learned.
啊，所以我们在按照我们这次安排，有还有一个课程啊，舞蹈学就没有时间了。
Because of the time limit, we will not be able to go into the final lesson that we have arranged previously arranged.
留待以后啊，如果还有机会的话，我们再来讲。
We pray that if we have chances later on, that we may talk about or discuss about it.
那因为有我们神学生啊，有两位大概星期三就要走了。
We have two students, theological students, that are leaving on Wednesday.
所以我们星期一明天我们做一个团契啊。
We will have a fellowship tomorrow.
星期二晚上啊，就是心得分享西北会啊。西北会。
So for Tuesday it will be a farewell party, a sharing session.
星期三呢、啊、是闭会式。
Then on Wednesday we'll have a closing ceremony.
那是我们这一班呢、啊，神训班的闭会式。
It will be the STTC closing ceremony.
好，那闭会式啊，我们有一些最后的话要讲的，大家都可以讲。
And if there are any final words need to be spoken, it will be done so.
心得分享彼此勉励都可以、
We can have mutual encouragement or sharing.
我们大概这次的课程就是这样子来结束。
And we will end our lessons for now.
好，你全部都讲完了，那回去大家做一下复习啊，有什么要彼此勉励分享的，或者有什么其他的问题，我们在明天晚上。可以提出来，大家来分享。
Please go home and review what we have learned, so that on Monday we can come and share and discuss if you have any problems or anything you want to share.
那你们的心得呢？心得分享啊，你们有写的啊，有写的，那最好这个有什么这些建议哈、啊，建议。
So for those who done the homework, if you have any suggestions,
对我们上课啊学习的这些当中，你感觉有什么建议需要啊以后更加强和改进的呢？最好能够多写一些的啊。
If there is anything you feel like needs improvement in our class, please write them down in your homework.
那么这些对于将来呢要在学习要讲的时候呢，就会有。改进。
This way I can learn from you guys when I teach classes next time.
好，那我们在团契分享的时候呢，就讲你最有感受的那个就好了。讲最有感受的、有心得就可以。
So tomorrow's fellowship we will just have our sharing.
好，每个人都要讲啊。
Everyone needs to share.
这个是这一次我们的学习。
And this is what we're going to learn today.
现在我们一起感谢祷告。